Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.
Do we have any guys listening? Because if we do, we're going to need your help here. 1-855-Burt Show. I'm going to try to explain this. And I think you guys know this. Women know this. And I understand how you could be offended by it when it comes to guys. But what our bodies are doing sometimes are very different than what our mind wants our body to do. And let me give you a great example.
Aren't you supposed to think about like grandma or baseball or something like that?
Sometimes it
work.
Doesn't always.
Are you serious?
Work. Mm-mm.
Yeah. So you're saying you get a horny chick grandma?
Nope.
That's what we all heard.
And baseball. Those baseball pants, Junior?
So let me give you a shining example from a friend of mine, a woman that I was talking to on the phone that has firmly placed her husband in the doghouse. And I totally understand where she's coming from, but dude had no say in the matter. So she just lost her grandfather, and she was very close to her grandfather, super close. So they go to the funeral, they do the wake, and then they come home, and she's obviously depressed and crying about it. So her husband, comforting her, is trying to talk to her about it and then goes in for a long extended hug. When she realized, when she feels on her leg,
no.
That dude is getting aroused physically in the most emotional time of her life.
Wow.
As she's sobbing about her dead grandpa.
Yes.
He's getting a boner.
That
she felt something knocking.
I think I did a better job of describing it.
Oh,
than
sorry.
But yes. But yes, that's Kristen subtitles right there. Yes. So I was trying to, like, she was really hurt that he could put his headspace there when she needed him so badly. And I kept telling her that wasn't his headspace. Not that. Not the top head.
Right.
Not his mind.
His head was taking up some space.
Right. So while he's embracing her in this hug, it sounds foolish to say, but sometimes we can't control what our body is doing in that moment. Because if he could have turned it off, I assure you he would have turned it off. And I assure you, I've been in the situation before also, that you're doing everything in your head to try to make that not happen, and you're starting to panic as well. Mm. But when it starts, it is really, really tough to stop it.
From a hug?
Yep.
Well, that situation is unique. I mean, I've never been in a situation where that has happened to me, but I have been in situations where you didn't want it to happen and it happens.
Yep.
And there's really nothing you can do about it.
Look, I mean, this makes sense, but in high school, I mean, you're hiding that thing constantly.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's different because you're going through puberty and like that. I feel like your hormones are heightened.
Yeah.
But as a grown ass man giving a woman a hug, and aren't some people, correct me if I'm wrong, are some people turned on by grief? Like, like seriously. And like funerals, like after
maybe.
Like something really sad, like it's
like
kind
he's
of
got a grief kink?
Not a grief kink, but like after something like that, in order to make yourself better and to forget the horrible thing that's happened.
Oh, you use it as a distraction.
Yes.
I don't know
as
anything
a deflection,
about that.
Distraction, and so that's where your mind goes.
That's a tough time to start telling your wife that clearly I have a grief kink. That's probably bad timing.
And it got to be over your grief, not your significant others.
I mean, that is a good point. I want to Google that.
But she didn't buy it at all, and there was nothing I could say to make her feel better about the situation, and there was no, at least I couldn't come up with a woman's analogy for that because we're so different.
This is how toxic I am, is that I wouldn't be bothered by this. I would just be like, oh my God, you still think I look good when I'm ugly crying?
You still want me.
You still want me even now when I'm puffy and I got snot coming out of my nose and I'm dry heaving? I'd be like, even then I can get it going.
And the truth of the matter is, when the longer a dude goes, like, the more sensitive you are in those situations. So I don't know. Look, this has probably been going on a long time. I don't know the facts on how quickly the grandfather passed away, but she might have been grieving for a long time and they haven't had any physical touch. Mm-hmm. So when it finally happened, it's more apt to happen when you don't. I don't know, but there was nothing I could say to console her.
There is such a thing as grief kink.
Really?
Of course there is. So newthinking.com has another side of mourning, the sexual expression of grief. And then there's an article by Vice that says, yes, grief can make you horny. Craving sex is an awkward but deeply human response to one of life's worst moments. So maybe, I mean, yes, he's going through his own type of grief because I'm sure he knew Grandpa and he feels bad for his wife. So maybe that had something to do with it.
So she kink shaming, technically.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's on her.
Yeah, flip it.
He should be. He should be mad at her.
She needs to mature.
All right, now y'all are ridiculous.
I mean, you don't. Does she unconditionally love him or not?
Right.
You want to hear?
She's this? Rude.
Anyway, would you like to hear this first paragraph?
You're going to tell it one way or the other.
True. Death is, in general, a bummer, and there's nothing really sexy about it. Yet some percentage of people find themselves and probably motivated to bleep as they mourn the loss of a loved one. It turns out that grief, the emotion that should be the least horny, is actually quite horny.
Yeah, you heard it from Chris. Right. It is Bible.
It is, right. Like we're damn NPR in here.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.